Welcome to the Fourth Age podcast. We are going to do a short podcast this evening to deliver some sad news. Robert Jordan has passed away on Sunday afternoon. Mr. Jordan, whom we usually refer to as RJ, was 58 years old. All updated news will be posted to dragonmount.com/news. Also, before we finish up our podcast today, I'll have some news on how you can send your condolences to RJ's family. This is from dragonmount.com. Andrew?
This was posted by Wilson on Sunday afternoon. It is with great sadness that I tell you that the dragon is gone. RJ left us at 2:45 p.m. He fought a valiant fight against this most horrid disease. In the end, he left peacefully and in no pain. In the years he had fought this, he taught me much about living and about facing death. He never wavered in his faith, nor questioned our God's timing. I could not possibly be more proud of anyone. I am eternally grateful for the time that I had with him on this earth, and look forward to our reunion, though, as I told him this afternoon, not yet. I love you, Bubba. Our beloved Harriet was at his side through the entire fight and to the end. The last words from his mouth were to tell her that he loved her. I thank each and every one for your prayers and support through this ordeal. He knew you were there. Harriet reminded him today that she was very proud of the many lives he had touched through his work. We've all felt the love that you've been sending my brother/cousin. Please keep it coming, as our Harriet could use the support. Jason will be posting funeral arrangements. My sincerest thanks. Peace and the light be with each of you. Wilson, brother/cousin, 4th of 3.
This whole thing is, I guess, left me in shock. I wasn't expecting him to leave us, I guess, because he was so positive and seemed like he was doing great, like, considering, like, how he's been doing for the past long while. I can't even think of how I feel for Harriet and RJ's family. I don't know what I would do if I lost my husband. But I'm just happy to know that he wasn't in any pain, so that's something that we can think of as a blessing. Not even thinking about his, like, creativeness and his brilliance, he was a kind man. He always thought of his fans and cared enough to tell us how he was doing and always keep us up to date on what was going on, and I'm just thankful that we got to be a part of this, that he's written this series, and at least, I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah, I think it's a very peculiar situation that we, as all of us as fans, are in, that this is somebody, after reading 11 of his books, at least I have, and I know some of you even have read some of the Conan series and stuff. We know RJ. We have never met him, but we really do know him through his characters and through, you know, if you're hardcore fans, you know, through conventions or through, you know, whatnot. Some of you actually did know him, get to meet him. But we do know him. You know, we all have that, you know, we sort of get his personality through his characters and the way he writes and the way he speaks to us through his words, and it is a peculiar reaction to feel such a keen sense of loss for someone you've never actually met in real life, but it certainly is there, and I think all of us are feeling a bit of that. I found a memorial written by George R. R. Martin on George's blog, and I'd like to read just a portion of that. Says, "The world of high fantasy is poorer today. James Rigney, better known as fantasy readers as Robert Jordan, has passed away. Although he has been fighting amyloidosis for several years, the news of his death still came as a shock to many, including me. He was so optimistic and so determined that you'd think if anyone could beat this disease, it would be him. Jim was a good, gracious man, a pleasure to share a platform or a pint with, and his contributions to modern fantasy were many. His huge, ambitious Wheel of Time series helped redefine the genre and open many doors for the writers who followed. It's actually something that he said that was, to me, he was so optimistic and so determined that you think if anyone could beat this disease, it would be him. And boy, he was right. I think we all have, you know, somewhat shock reading his blogs. It's sometimes easy to forget that this is the blog of a man who's fighting a terminal disease. You would have never guessed it. You'd have guessed he was battling a flu or, you know, an annoying cold that just kept hanging around. He was just so positive and so determined that he was going to beat it. And whenever the news did break, Jason texted me this morning and it was like, oh my gosh, it hit home. And it's the very sad and disconcerting thing that happened in his passing, and we do wish Harriet and Wilson and all of our friends and family that knew him well our condolences, and we too share your heavy heart.
Yeah, I've been trying for a while now to kind of pull together my thoughts on everything. I think one of the big things that I credit RJ with is helping my fiance and I to be closer with one another. Early when we moved in together, I had an idea that we would start reading together. And the series that we picked up was The Wheel of Time. I'd already read through all of the books that were then published, and Jesse had run through a few of them, and we just started reading maybe a couple hours, you know, before bed or something like that, and it was nice to do. It helped me work on voice acting and sort of performance stuff, and it helped her get through a series that is, you know, fairly long, and It was just great, because even now, in reading through some parts, I'll still get choked up, and it reminds me of what I think of as the ideal purpose behind fiction and literature, that being that it can entertain us, it can teach us, and it can inspire us towards a more noble or a more enlightened course of action. And I'd really like to thank Robert Jordan for that.
Thanks, everybody, for the kind words, especially everyone on the podcast team for getting together on such a short notice. I received the news early this morning. Today is Monday that we're recording this, and I did receive the news early this morning. At that point, I texted everyone on the podcast team and asked if they could be here tonight. So I thank everybody, Andrew, Ben, Carrie, for quickly arranging plans and being able to meet on such a short notice. Our podcast itself has lately, we haven't been posting podcasts as much, and I think for this, it's going to put into perspective that this is something that we all love and that we all care about so much. Not only just the books, as everybody said today, but Robert Jordan was a great man. He was a great person. Not only was he a literary and creative genius, in my opinion, personally, he was a great man. He was in the Vietnam, twice. So, that goes to his character right there. Not only that, but he was so strong in his family, and the fact that some of the last words and thoughts that he had were how much he loved his wife. And being married myself, I can imagine how tough it's going to be for her. And my condolences go with her. no one can imagine, and I won't even think to pretend to know an ounce of the feelings that she's feeling right now. I commend her for her courage throughout this whole thing, and I pray that the courage that Robert Jordan showed in his life is going to inspire the strength for her and his family and closest friends now in his death. We have not talked about the next book, A Memory of Light, specifically. We are going to hold off making any speculations, any announcements, probably for at least a couple of weeks until something is concrete. One thing that we are going to do, though, our telephone number, where you can leave voice messages at, is 1-888-333-7690. Myself and Jason, the webmaster, and everyone on the podcast team ask that you send your well wishes through that number by leaving a message. We're going to do two things with those messages. Number one, we're going to edit those messages together, and we are going to see that they get to the appropriate people so that everyone's sentiments and everyone's stories, just as we share today, will get to the ears that need right now. We'll probably release that all out to all the fans as well. So that's a good chance to get yourself heard. And I think a lot of people would be interested in sharing their stories. So that's it's a great way to do that. The telephone number, again, it's 1-888-333-7690. And at this time, we are going to conclude the podcast. However, I do want to leave with a quote from The Wheel of Time. Avienda did say this, and I think it applies now, that Robert Jordan's last thoughts were of his wife, that he loved his wife. And the quote is, "Death comes for us all. We can only choose how to face it when it comes." Thank you, everybody, for listening, and stay tuned to dragonmount.com/news for any news on everything that we've talked about today.